Exclusive: New York GOP group blasts Republican Nicole Malliotakis for vote on gun control. By Jacob Bliss on June 13, 2022. The New York Young Republican Club, NYRC, hammered GOP Representative Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, for bucking her party's leadership and voting on gun control bills last week. In a letter exclusively obtained by Breitbart News, signed by various club members, political leaders, elected officials, candidates for Congress, and her constituents. The letter led by the NYRC, hammering the Congresswoman and calling for censorship and for the Congresswoman not to be on the ballot in November, is the latest step from New York Republicans' latest revolt against elected Republicans who vote for Democrat-led gun control bills following Representative Chris Jacobs, RNY, retirement announcement following similar votes. The letter stated that Malliotakis has the honor of representing Staten Island and Southern Brooklyn, which is the last bastion of freedom in New York City. In Washington, D.C., however, the letter emphasized that despite Republicans in the district being outnumbered by Democrats, GOP candidates still show dominance in the election, that one cannot drive a mile without seeing Trump flags or signs for local Republican candidates. But the letter admits that while she voted to support various restrictions on Second Amendment rights, such as raising the legal age to buy semi-automatic rifles from 18 to 21, and the use of ghost guns, along with other gun control measures, it was shameless to say it was to support the NYPD. The letter stated, "Your constituency is home to some of the most loyal supporters of the MAGA movement and the America First agenda. Yet their representative in Congress, you, continually betrays their interests and priorities. Your votes to support various restrictions on Second Amendment rights, including an increase to the minimum age for buying semi-automatic weapons, betrayed your constituents. Your shameless gall in shifting blame to the NYPD for such a vote demonstrates your feigned conservatism. If anyone was in doubt that you would knife the Constitution in the back, they may now be certain of it." Emphasis added. The founders of the United States wrote the Constitution and protected rights for all Americans, regardless of age. Suppression of God-given rights is not what this country was founded on. If it were not for 20-year-olds with advanced weaponry for 1776, including firearms like the Puckle gun, you would not be where you are. Neither would the hundreds of millions of Americans who enjoy the everyday luxuries of those men's sacrifices. In fact, many men and women under 21 years old will continue to be trusted with semi-automatic weapons in their military service, but you do not trust them to purchase such weapons for personal use. Emphasis added. Congresswoman, this Wednesday was the final straw for countless people who call your district home. We cannot and will not support someone who has betrayed the very values we sent them to defend. That is why the co-signers of this letter, and the numerous John Does who have contributed or endorsed the points made in this letter, are calling on the New York GOP to censure you and Congressman Chris Jacobs and John Katko. Your presence is deleterious to the state's party cohesiveness, and it will be fatal to Republican performance should you be on the general election ballot in November. Emphasis added. Now more than ever, our party must not forget what we stand for. As the party of Lincoln, Reagan, and Trump, we must uphold the Constitution from all enemies, domestic and abroad. And we must condemn, and when needed seek to remove, people like you who hold it in such low regard. Emphasis added. The signers of the letter noted that they respected the Congresswoman for her objections to illegitimate electors in the 2020 election, but eventually went back on her word and joined the other 12 Republicans to support President Joe Biden's so-called infrastructure bill. "If you stand by such obscene votes, why are you too cowardly to hold town halls and explain them to your constituents?" the signers asked. "We know why. Because the votes are indefensible, and because the more your constituents learn about your record, the worse your career in Congress will fare." The letter from NYRC comes only 10 days after Jacobs announced he would finish the rest of his term and not run for re-election in what was considered a safe district after he came out in favor of the Democrats' assault weapons ban. The last thing we need is an incredibly negative, half-truth-filled media attack, funded by millions of dollars by special interest money coming into our community, around this issue of guns, gun violence, and gun control, he said at the time, which is why he will not seek a second term. One of the signers, Florida Republican State Representative Anthony Sabatini, who has called for Republicans who vote for gun control to be expelled from the party in the past, also hammered Maliotakis. Maliotakis should be censured and primaried immediately after voting to infringe upon the Second Amendment. No more Renos. The right to bear arms is 100% absolute, Sabatini told Breitbart News. The full letter from the NERC. NERC Open Letter to Rep. M. by Jacob Bliss. The complete list of signers is Gavin Wax, President of New York Young Republican Club. Viswan Agbara, Executive Secretary of New York Young Republican Club. Jarrett Freeman, Philanthropy Chairman of New York Young Republican Club. Aldo Solaris, History Chairman of New York Young Republican Club. Michael Bartels, Catholic Caucus Chairman of New York Young Republican Club. Nathan Berger, Vice President of New York Young Republican Club. Dylan Gallagher, Sergeant at Arms of New York Young Republican Club. Chelsea Hall, Communications Chairwoman of New York Young Republican Club. Amanda Sullivan, Recruitment Chairwoman of New York Young Republican Club. Marcos Marte, New Jersey Caucus Chairman of New York Young Republican Club. Claire Reistk, Treasurer of New York Young Republican Club. Paxton Kane, Finance Chairman of New York Young Republican Club. Troy Olson, Policy Chairman of New York Young Republican Club. Joyce Wu, Library Chairwoman of New York Young Republican Club. Jude Sumphun, Black Caucus Chairman of New York Young Republican Club. Darren Beatty, Founder of Revolver News. Matt Brainard, Executive Director of Look Ahead America. John Cardillo, NYPD, retired, and conservative commentator. Pedro Gonzalez, Senior Writer Chronicles Magazine. Julie Kelly, Senior Writer American Greatness. Aidan Buzzetti, President of Bull Moose Project. Vince Dell, Chairman of the American Populist Union. Joanna Miller, Senior Policy Analyst Presidential Administration of Donald J. Trump. Nachman Mostovsky, Executive Director and VP Amaria. Phil Orenstein, President of Queens Village Republican Club. Eduardo Rivero, National File columnist. Kevin Smith, founder of Long Island Loud Majority. Joe Verderber, owner of America First Warehouse. Thomas Bishop, Vice Chair of Bay County GOP. Alex Brusewitz, CEO of X Strategies. David Carlson, President of the American Populist Union. Kalen Dorr, former Chief Marketing Officer for Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated. Richard Hoffman, Election District Representative Richmond County Republican Committee. Rocco Lucenti, Committee Member of Tioga County Republican Committee. John Miller, Conservative Commentator. Joy Newball, NYC Community Activist. Daniel Presti, Co-Owner of Max Public House. Ned Ryan, CEO of American Majority. Roger Stone. Dr. Kelly Ward, Chairwoman of the Arizona Republican Party. Tyler Boyer, COO of Turning Point USA. Kingsley Cortez, former exec. AST. To Senior Strategic Advisor for Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated. Jenna Ellis, Constitutional Law Attorney, and Newsmax Contributor. Mark Ivanio, Executive Director of Republicans for National Renewal. Cassandra McDonald, Editor-in-Chief of Timcast. Luke Mosiman, Chairman of Maricopa County Young Republicans. Paul Olaru, former president of Turning Point, CCNY. David Riaboy, Claremont Institute Lincoln Fellow. Terry Schilling, president of American Principles Project. Shane Trejo, grassroots director of Republicans for National Renewal. Joseph Caldera, former congressional candidate, NY11. Mike Crispy, former congressional candidate, NJ4. Marco Capey, former New York City Council candidate, CD50. Andrew McCarthy, former congressional candidate, NY24. Representative Anthony Sabatini, State Representative, FL32, and congressional candidate, FL7. John Tobacco, former candidate for NYC Comptroller. Robert Cornicelli, congressional candidate, NY2. Stefano Forte, New York State Senate candidate, NY16. John Matland, congressional candidate, NY11. Representative Wendy Rogers, State Representative, AZ6. Jamie Silvestri, former New York State Assembly candidate, NY10. Hedy Aldina. Christopher Berry. Yevgeny Beshtenko. Nancy Bilardi. Carissa Bilisi. Nick Bilisi. Nancy Cassidy. Danny Chelson. Warren Coffey. Susan Coletta. Joseph Q. Curio Jr. Noreen Delgado. Patricia Desiderio. Anielodi Cristo. Kristen Doyle. Sean Doyle. Fran Falcone. Marie Ledin. Bernice Levy. Bobby Levy. Jeffrey Levy. Andrea Lombardi. Greg Lombardi. Clara Lupia. Joanne Lupia. Lawrence Lupia. Salvatore Lupia. Mario Lupia Sr. Teresa Lupia. Taryn Mallow. Carla McAuliffe. Kevin McGill. Henry McNerney. Kevin McNerney. Rosemarie McNerney. Jennifer McVeigh. Victoria Meeks. James Montana. John Montana. Marie Montana. Patricia Montana. Marilena Mausourulis. Elena Muley. Margaret Padovano. Erica Pajonis. Richard Payne Jr. Jeff Foff. John Pirazzi. Maria Pirazzi. Eric Pistek. Arthur Olden. Sophia Rotuno. Kathy Ryan Wilton. Anthony Santamoro. Denise Scotti. Michelle Sepulveda. Steve Sepulveda. Noreen Taylor. Raymond Taylor. Marianne Trapani. William Trapani. Michael Wentworth. Neil Wickhart. Patrick Wilton. Paul Wanaka. In response to Maliotakis's votes, she released lengthy statements saying that while protecting the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens, this issue of gun violence is a serious issue that requires a thoughtful bipartisan approach to address the seemingly unending series of heinous mass shootings. She explained, "To be clear, I believe the Democrats' omnibus package was wrong. Constitutionally suspect and, unlike the process proceeding in the United States Senate, represented a partisan overreach rather than thoughtful consensus building. That's why I voted against the Democrats' omnibus bill last night." That said, after consulting with the NYPD and the reviewing the impact of the individual pieces of legislation on my constituents on Staten Island and Southern Brooklyn, I elected to vote for bills preventing the trafficking of illegal guns into New York City and establishing new federal offenses for illegal gun trafficking via straw purchasers and cracking down on ghost guns. Taken together, H.R. 2280 and H.R. 3088 would assist the NYPD in dealing with the flow of guns from other states, as the NYPD has seen a 300% increase in ghost gun interceptions. I also voted for H.R. 5427 to codify President Trump's order banning bump stocks and devices that turn legal weapons into machine guns. Finally, I voted for H.R. 3015 to require purchasers of a specific group of semi-automatic firearms, including R-15s, to be 21 years of age, as they are already required to be in my district. The perpetrators in the Uvalde, Buffalo, Parkland, and Sandy Hook shootings were all under 21 years old. These measures were each supported by law enforcement officials serving those I represent. Unfortunately, the Democrats passed, over my objection, legislation that I believe unduly burdens the rights of law-abiding gun owners and impedes their ability to protect themselves and their families with so-called safe storage laws. Talk to any law-abiding gun owner and they will tell you that in order to protect themselves and their property, they need to have quick access to their firearms. Requiring multiple steps to access their legal firearm can be the difference between life and death in a life-threatening situation. I also voted against H.R. 2510 because it would make almost every handgun illegal in the United States. Nothing could be more offensive to the personal rights guaranteed by the Second Amendment. At the time, she also noted that there is a bipartisan group of lawmakers is working with law enforcement and mental health professionals to figure out a reasonable, practical, and constitutional solutions that House Democrats should consider. Correction: the original version of this story said that Representative Nicole Maliotakis voted to outlaw high-capacity magazines and strengthening gun storage requirements. She did not. The story has been corrected. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.